James chapter 2. My brothers and sisters, like how the fellow with wonderful Lord Jesus Christ, only not to treat some people better than others. Suppose one man corner on a church the wear go ring and pretty clothes, and one poor man come into with old tear up clothes. If you not treat the man in a pretty clothes good and tell her say, see one good seat you feel, but you not tell the poor man, stand up over there, or sit down right just up on the floor by my foot. Tell me if you not show favoritism and the judge people in a the wrong way. Hear this, my brothers and sisters. God picked them people where others look upon as poor for be rich in a faith. He promised everybody will love her one place in a for his kingdom. But you no disrespect them poor people. They're not the rich people then where the chance you no up. They're not them where the hall you no the court. They're not them where the slander the good name and the one where you no belongs to. No, you no do the right thing if you no really the obey that one perfect commandment in a the scripture we say.
Love your neighbor just like how you love yourself.
But if you know the show favoritism, then according to the law, you know the sin. And the law will condemn you, because you know broke it. Anybody will obey everything what the law say, but they mess up on one leap part, they guilty and broke all of the commandments then in the law. The same God will say,
you're not to cheat by your husband or your wife.
Me say to,
you're not to murder.
Even if you not got sex with nobody except the person where you're married to, but you turn wrong and murder somebody, you still broke the law. You must talk and act like people where know they won't get judged by the way they love one another. That the law will set we free. Anybody where not got no mercy, God won't judge them without mercy too. Mercy always beat judgment. My brothers and sisters, what good it won't do if you no say that you no believe in a God, but you no show it by the way you no live? You no think that kind of faith could save you? Suppose one of your brother or your sister no got nothing to wear or eat. And you tell her, say, God bless you. I hope things work out for you. Take care of yourself. I hope you eat good. What good that one do for her if you no help her out with what you need? Same way, if one person not do nothing for show that they believe God, then the faith where they got dead, and they know what nothing. But now somebody could have said, you got faith and I got action. Well, show me for you faith without action, and I want to show you for me faith by what I do. You say you believe in the one true God. Good for you. Even the demon they believe that God there, and then tremble. You fool man. You want make I show you that faith without action no good for nothing? Think about the great, great, great grandfather Abraham. Remember the time he want sacrifice his own son Isaac upon the altar? The sake of way he do, make God me consider him to be righteous. You see, that me for his faith and for his actions we me to work together. And sake of way he do, it show that he may believe God for true. And where the scripture may say may come true, he may say,
Abraham may believe God, and God accept her as one righteous man.
And they may call her God friend. So, uno see that one person get right with God by what they do, that not only by their faith. Even Rahab, whether me one prostitute, may get right with God's sake of what she may do. She may take care of the Israelite spy then and help them escape by another road. So just like how for you body dead if you not got the spirit in it, right so faith without action dead.